Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories, oh what joy they bring to me, how I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Good morning, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, we forget all too often that the Lord Jesus has gave us everything that we have. Because you see, if it wasn't for Him, we wouldn't even be still living here on this earth. He has bought and paid for all of us. He did so with His life. And we should be loving Him. Not using His name in vain and using it to curse others, but to love others and to bring them into and into line with the Lord Jesus Christ so that they too can repent and have everlasting life in heaven with the Lord Jesus. Now, this morning, we're going to be dealing with chapter 10 of Romans. Give you a chance to get there. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, I come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I come, Father, asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to take this service and to bring to my mind and to speak to me, Father, your words. Not mine, but yours. Because we know that yours are true. And your word never passes away. And to open our hearts and minds to be receptive unto this your word so that it is not forgotten. And we can bring it into our lives and bring it to living to help others along the way. Now, Father, be with us throughout this service this morning. And I ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Beginning here with verse 1, it says, Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. I think about that. Well, you see, that's something that most want. They just don't want to do it God's way. They want to do it their own way. Well, their own way is not going to work. But Paul here is letting us know, you see, it's not his own self, really, that he's thinking about anymore. It's about others. And there's a lot of others that Paul thinks about. When you stop and think how much of this New Testament Paul is actually the author of, and how he lived, and how he died. Now, verse 2. He says, For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. And we have a lot of them out there today. We have some awful big churches out there. And they're full. But they're like the second verse. They have a zeal for God. They attend church. But they're not getting the right knowledge of the word. And they're doing absolutely nothing. Go to church, sit in a pew. And after that, they do nothing else until the next service time. Then it's back sitting in the pew. They're not out working for the Lord and sharing his word with others. If they were, we'd find our land here, our nation, in a lot different shape than what it's in. And we would never have allowed and let our government get in the shape that it's in. And all of the evil that they have brought upon the people. Now, 3. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. And that's exactly what has happened in a whole lot of our churches. They want to establish their own righteousness and not God's. And if you try to talk with them by using God's word in truth, they want nothing to do with you. They don't want to talk to you. They don't want you around. 4. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. Well, you see, we're not under the law, we're under grace. Now, But we are to live by the gospel, the word of Almighty God. Now, here in verse 6, but the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above. You see, we don't have that right. We can give you the word and let you know that those that will obey the word can make heaven their home, and the ones that don't won't make it. But we can't tell who is who. Now, yes, there are certain things that you and I can see and know when man is doing something he should not do. We see a man that is a drunkard. We know he shouldn't be doing that because the word said so. But you know, we still can't say that man won't make heaven his home, because we don't know whether there'll be a time that man will repent and change his ways or not. Because we're not God. Now, we are brothers to Christ. If we're born again, we are heirs with him. But that, and we have a lot of God's power in us to accomplish the things he wants us to accomplish, but that still doesn't give us the right nor the power to say who's going to heaven and who ain't. No. We can give you the word, and that's all we can do. Now, we just read here in 6, where righteousness, which is by faith. Now, so we know that it's going to take faith for you and I to walk. 7, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. And yet, you and I can do none of those things. Now, there in 8, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Now you see, we can preach it, but we don't give the increase. 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Telling mankind right there how they can be saved. Now we can tell them that because that is the word of God. But that's all we can do. Then they have to choose whether or not they are going to go to the Lord that way, or whether they're going to still just do their own thing and follow the ways of the world. We don't know those things. We don't have that given to you and I. Now, 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Pardon me a moment. Now, verse 11. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. 12. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Now, this weather this morning giving my sinus some problems. Now, 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Paul laid it out pretty good, didn't he? Yeah. But they need that preacher of Almighty God, one that is going to give them the truth of this word and not take and use a little scripture, twist and turn it around to make stories of the world out here. Because when you follow the ways of the world, you're in trouble. Now, and how shall they preach? Except they be as it is written. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. You know, God is letting us know how we are supposed to stand, how to be saved, and how to become that born-again child of his. Now, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who has believed our report? Now Isaiah told about the coming of the Lord, a whole lot about his life, and even his death. But now there, in 16, says, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed? 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know, just as we can't get around Jesus, we can't go over him, under him, or around him, we have to go through him. But by the same token, we have to stand with the Word of God. Because that's the way we learn of the Lord, of our Heavenly Father, of the Holy Spirit, and how God is wanting us to work here on this earth, and how to walk with Him. And most especially, in this new church age, we are to walk in the Spirit. Well, you can't walk in something that you don't know anything about and how to accomplish it. Now, 18. He says, I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily. Their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the end of the world. 19. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. Now, 20. But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that taught me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel, he says, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and grain-saying people. Think about that. And he did. He walked here on the earth there with Israel and his ministry. They denied him, they mocked him, they rejected him, and they ended up killing him. His own people. All right. Now, let's see here. We're going into chapter 11 here. We're leaving chapter 10 with this disobedient people. Going into chapter 11, he says, I say then, has God cast away his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Wrought ye not what the scripture saith of Elijah, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets, dig down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. Think about it. Just as they did the Lord Jesus Christ too. Number 4. He says, but what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. That image, false religion, false God. Now, back. Even so then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. You see, God has always got a remnant of people. We don't know how many, but we do know that he has a remnant today, because we do have several out there that are preaching the truth of God's word. And they do have several that has paid attention and brought their lives in line with the word and have become brothers with the Lord Jesus Christ and belong to the family of Almighty God also. God keeps a remnant here on this earth to work. Six. And if by grace, then is it no more of work. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of work, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. Oh boy, seven. What then? Israel has not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election has obtained it, and the rest were blinded. Now, you see, Israel wouldn't accept it, for the most part. So he sent Paul to the Gentile people. That's what he's letting them know here. And to this day, most of Israel is still trying to live by the law. Oh yes, we have a lot of the Jewish people out there that is walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. And one day, most all of Israel will be saved. We don't know when, and they don't, but it will happen, because the word says so. Now, eight, according as it is written, God has given them the spirit of slumber. In other words, it's like they're sleeping. Eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear, unto this day. And David saith, let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a defense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see and bow down their backs always, because they turned and rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. And they, even as a nation, one day are going to have to repent, just as our nation, this nation in which we live, is going to have to repent, or they're not going to make heaven their home. Now, 11, he says, I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles, or to provoke them to jealousy. You see, words tell us that we are saved, and the word has been brought to us, not just for us to be saved, but also to cause jealousy among them. So they will turn back to God, back to the Lord Jesus Christ. 12. Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? You see, when they do come back, the Lord God is really going to rejoice because they were his chosen people and still are. He hasn't forgot them. No. And his word lets us know all this. We're told this, and we'll be getting into it. 13. For I speak to you, Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office. 14. If by any means I may provoke to illumination them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. He's letting you and I know. He's letting the Gentiles know. Although he is our apostle, he's still wanting his office to bring about a means to see some of his flesh seeds. And you see, we are too, because the word tells you and I that. We are to pray for Israel. We are to be of help to them, to bring them in, to the knowledge that they need. We need to be praying for that. And we need to be helping to support them so that they will know the love of Almighty God and turn and be saved. 15. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the first fruit be holy, is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. We know, you see, if you are a born-again child of the living God, he is the root. We are the branches. We know that he is holy, and he is the only one that can make you and I holy. All right. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partaketh the root and fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches, but if boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Jesus is the one that bears us. We don't bear him, he bears us. Now, 19. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. We are grafted in with them because we all that are accepting the Lord Jesus Christ, we become one family, and that is the family of all Mighty God. Now, 21. For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare not thee. He's letting you and I know that if we cannot live and walk by this word, we're not going to make it. Think about it. We are to live this word. This word is life and it's death. And it depends on how we walk. 22. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell. Severity, but toward thee goodness. If thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shall be cut off. You see, if we don't walk in that spirit, in goodness, then we're going to be cut off too. We're told exactly how to walk. That's what God's word is all about. His word is truth. But what man wants to make of it, twist and turn it around, and make a lot of it contrary to what the word says. And yes, when you really get into the word of God, and as we are doing, and as we go through it, we're going to find a lot of things that is being taught today in a lot of our churches that is contrary to the word of God. Oh, now, Pastor, you shouldn't say things that way. Oh, yes, and so did he. His word does. Only really, he put it a lot different than I just did. He called them hypocrites. Now, 23. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. We know that we do have a lot of Jewish friends that have come in to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. They have left the law, the Mosaic law, and have been following the Lord Jesus Christ. They've been born again, and they are in his family. And one day, as I said, one day, all of Israel will be saved. That's God's word. We'll be getting into it later on. Now, 24. For if thou were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to the nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? In other words, they're going to be received even stronger than we are. But we'll all be born again children of God. 25. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits. Blindness, in part, is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. You see, he gave us a limited time. And we know that when he comes back for his church, our time also comes to an end. He'll be back after his church. All that are born again, all that are his, on that day or that night, whenever that is, will go to meet him in the air. We don't know when that will be. But we know that there is a time set for it. God the Father knows when. And then we'll go and we'll spend time with Jesus until the end of tribulation. And at the end of tribulation, Jesus is coming back to this earth to set up his millennial kingdom for 1,000 years, and we're going to be coming with him. All that belong to him will be coming with him. And we'll be back on this earth for another 1,000 years. But it'll be a whole lot different than it is today. Because we're also told that he's going to rule with a rod of iron. There'll be none of this sin stuff going on. No. What a day that will be when he comes back for his church. But all of those that are not ready, listen to me. All that are not ready, all that have not fulfilled that plan of salvation the right way, it's not going to go. They're going to be left here. We're told this. And like I said, we're going to be getting into a lot of this stuff. And they're going to see things that they never believed could happen. Bad things. Until that tribulation is over. And even then, those that are back here then, you'll be given a choice to either, if you're going to follow Jesus or if you're going to take the mark of the beast. And if you choose Jesus, you will be killed. And if you take the mark of the beast, there's no chance of you ever making it. Think about it. And the word tells us, you know, I used to preach a whole lot like most ministers preach. I'd take a chapter and whole, and I'd take verses and sit down, and I'd take 2 or 3 days to work out a good sermon, you know, what I thought was a good sermon, until I found out the Lord guided me and led me in. He said, that's not my way. I'd be talking about something. No, that's not my way. And then he brought me into teaching this way, book by book, chapter by chapter, and verse by verse. Now he's got us going through the whole battle. And it was his plan. And all of you that know me know this. Because I hadn't been doing that. I'd been teaching chapter and verse by verse, yes. And then he wanted the whole Bible taught. So now we are doing the Old Testament on Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday is the four Gospels. Saturday and Sunday is of the New Testament. And we've made good headway. Now, you see, we need to keep reaching out and seeing new ones to come in to hear the word of God. This word is life or death. You can do exactly what it says you can do. You can say exactly what it says you can say. And you can be exactly what it says you can be. No doubt about it. But you've got to live the word in order to do it. And not just on Sunday and Wednesday, and maybe some churches will have another night for you. Not many anymore. Most of our churches nowadays only has one service a week, Sunday morning. But see, that wasn't what he gave me. And you all know that's been with me. I haven't been very long back that he started this. You teach of the morning and you teach of the evening. At 10 o'clock every morning and at 6 p.m. every evening. We're in the Word of God. Because he tells us all to study his word daily. So this will give you a chance. But it's your choice. It's up to you. But most people can at least make one or the other of the services. They just have to choose to do so. And that's between them and the good Lord. Now, For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved as it is written. Remember earlier I was telling you that there was a time that Israel was going to be saved? Well, here it is. There shall come out of Zion the deliverer and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for our sakes, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy, through their unbelief. He's talking to you and I now, the Gentile people there. We obtained that mercy through their unbelief. Because when they didn't want to hear it from the apostles, and God then sent Paul to the Gentile people. Because most of your Gentiles were idol worshipers. 31. Even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. 33. All the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways as finding out. And you see, there's no way you're going to find out any of that without the word. 34. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? You see, no one knows. Think about it. Or who has first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again, for of him and through him, to him and all things, to whom be glory forever. And we have now come to the end of chapter 11. And we're going to stop here. God willing, this evening at 6, we'll be picking back up with the word of Almighty God. So, we're going to be closing out here. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for the times that we can come together to share our friendship, our fellowship with each other and the Lord Jesus Christ. And that, Father, we ask you to use us in great and mighty ways in this world. We know, Father, that the Holy Spirit brings your power, guides us in all ways. And as we work in this world, Father, to help bring in those out of darkness and into light, that light being the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep us, Father, in health, in knowledge, and use us. We are here, Father. Let the Holy Spirit work through us. We know that we're not capable, Father. But it is that Spirit that lives within each and every one of us that lets us do whatever you ask of us to do. Now be with us throughout the day, Father. Keep us safe, keep us in health, and bring us back together again this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. In Jesus' name I pray. Have a great day, everyone. And remember, walk with God, he'll walk with you. And I see that I have a new number on here.
Yes, sir.
Caller, can you tell me your
name? Yes, sir. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I represent the 300 elite members of the winning team. I really got a lot out of your message. It's very enlightening. Keep doing your thing, brother. Keep doing your thing.
Well, I pray that you can be with us for some more of it. Because,
hey, man, I'm trying to call back in tonight. I mean, I think you back on at 6.
All right. And if you got some friends, bring them in with you.
Okay,
love to have them.
I have a lot of
friends. And
I have 300.
All right, and have you tonight when you come on, have you a pencil and paper, and I'll give you my phone number, and you can give me a call sometime if you'd like to.
Okay, no problem. I would definitely reach out. I got a pen and paper now.
All right. You can call me on
502-475-8559. 8559. I got it. I will be shooting you a text with my email and all my contact info. I really appreciate this show. I really got a lot. Thank you.
Now, they call me KD. They call me by my initials, KD.
KD, Mr. KD, got it.
All right.
I definitely appreciate you. Great show.
All right, good to have you here with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
You could have come in. I wouldn't have liked you.
No,
yeah, but you could have come in.
So you have a new one, huh?
No.